won't be here for long. I need to give you the playlist. Don't know where. Yeah, we left off with Three Times Stone to the Sun from Fuzzhead. And Michael, you know Michael from Radio Dystopia, is in that band. So if you want to know more about what goes on in that CD, give him a shout on Thursday. Actually, give him a shout next Thursday. The telethon things are going on here, and it will be crazy. After Three Times Stone from the Sun, we heard Likely to Have a Name Next Week, which is Caravan from the Land of Pink and Gray. Somewhere in there, if it went off as planned, there should have been another new House Cat Diary. And if you would like to have all the House Cat Diaries, those are available with a donation to our telethon of more than $25. And we'll send you a copy of that. So that's all of them that have ever been made, with the exception of one that, you know, has kind of fallen in by the wayside. So we're going to close out the show today, in fact, with two additional ones just before those fine young men from Cleveland Independent Media Radio come on. I have to say that because Ian's sitting next to me here. I have to be nice to him.
I'm watching you.
Yeah, he's watching me.
Don't say anything when you just censor.
If you're watching me, you must really be bored. That's he's getting ready for the show here. A fine show it is, by the way. We then heard Roxy Music with The Thrill of It All. That's off Country Living. I'd like to throw some Roxy Music in there. We'll send that out to my friend Stella, host of State of Decay. And you can catch her at 6:30, I think, on tomorrow night. And beneath us right now is The Fallen Leaves from PG6, from Parlor Tricks and other porch favorites. I was turned on to that by Michael, you know, Michael from Radio Dystopia. So, tunes me into a lot of cool music, of which square individuals like myself have not heard. So, there you go. I need to tell you a couple of things here. One is, of course, it is telethon, and you can call us at 216-368-2208, and you can get one of the rather neat promo items that we have. A lot of things with WRUW logos on them. Everything from pint glasses. If you put beer in them, hey, that's your business. They look like they'd hold iced tea wonderfully. Never been a beer drinker. Fills me up, makes me stupid. Well, it doesn't take much to make me stupid, but that's aside the point. That's at the $25 level. You can get yourself an hour of airtime here on Music for Psychedelics and Mariners at the $100 level. So if you've always wanted to get on the radio and play some music or rant or something like that, here's your chance to do so inexpensively and without any long-term commitments. You come on down and I sit here and press the buttons and you do the rest of it. We've done that before and we've had a lot of fun with it. And our friend John will be back again soon. What else do we have? We have WRUW t-shirts. We have them both silk-screened and embroidered. Flo White just picked up one of the embroidered ones. Thank you very much. He'll look good in that, too. We've got the baseball cap in royal blue, as the t-shirts are this year. Our friend Brian will look nice in the ball cap. Look at all the people that are developing this WRUW wardrobe here. Don't be left out. Call today. Call now at 216-368-2208. You may have noticed I'm stalling here a little bit because I'm trying to look up an email to announce something. Yes, and if I can just remember who sent it to me. No. Let's see if this is television. We could point this at you and tell you that. You know what? I'm not going to find this if I keep looking for it while I'm trying to talk. Wow, there's Ian.
Hi. I'll fill up time with a joke.
Hey, do that, please.
All right, here's my joke. I'm filling up time with a joke. So this termite goes into a bar, walks across the bar and says to one of the customers, "Hey, is the bartender here?" Get it? Is the bartender here?
Yes. The quality of humor that we have here on Music for Psychedelics and Mariners. Not bad, actually. You got me, too.
I think my 11-year-old cousin told me that one a little while ago.
Yeah, but you know what? I probably heard that when I was 11, and it was still funny.
Here's another one from my cousin. Where do bees go to the...
Hang on just a second. Let's turn this up. My weight.
Yeah.
I am not a chubby little kitty. Well, perhaps I am. But it just means there's more of me to love. Tune in again for another thrilling adventure of House Cat Diary, heard only on WRUW-FM 91.1 Cleveland. Day 1214. I've been in it many times, but until yesterday, it never occurred to me that the car could be a device to aid in my escape. The car is simple enough to operate. I mean, after all, a human can do it. A large wheel controls the direction of travel. You place your paws at the 10 and 2 o'clock position, and you rotate the wheel in the direction in which you would like to travel. What could be simpler? There is one hang-up. It seems that there are various hand gestures required, and as a result of a cruel trick of nature, I do not have the finger required to make them. Tune in again for another thrilling adventure of House Cat Diary, heard only on WRUW-FM 91.1 Cleveland. That's right. Well, I did manage to step on one of the House Cat Diaries, but we're sorry about that. But if you missed it and you'd like to hear it, all you need to do is call and make a contribution, and you can have all of them on a CD-ROM, or a CD prepared by yours truly. I can't talk today. What a surprise. I need to tell you about a little bit of traffic here. This came from our friend David.